rolling like a freight train on a mission. Here's Gruber.
All right, I'm not going to start with, because I don't think it's fair at this early hour to start with, you know, pointing out that an undeserving Oklahoma basketball team with a record of 18-13 made it to the tournament when deserving teams like St. Mary's and the University of Southern California did not. I don't think that's a fair conversation to have with my next guest, Alan Sachs, a professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington and an Oklahoma man himself. I won't even bring up the fact that Oklahoma shouldn't be there, sir. I don't think that would be fair.
Well, you've got to remember, in this day and age, fairness and equality is the big issue. So if there's something that has put Oklahoma on the back pages throughout the last 100 years, they deserve to come up first.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
I got it.
Everything today, fairness and equality. And Oklahoma
reparations
deserves that.
Reparations by way of basketball.
Absolutely. In fact, they ought to be given 20 extra points.
Well, just to start each game, I appreciate
that. Just to make it fair.
All right. I'm no fan of Jimmy Carter, as a general rule. Don't think he was much of a president. Thought he was quite weak on many things. However, I've always felt the man was reasonably honest, and honest he was over the weekend. If we could avoid a nuclear confrontation with North Korea, that would be a wonderful achievement. It's good we'll be talking to them, he says. Unlike the rest of the left and the chattering skulls on left-leaning MSNBC and CNN and elsewhere, who all want to try to find criticism with the president for arranging a meeting to sit down, first time ever, between the president and the leader of North Korea. At least Jimmy Carter gets it. He says it's a good idea. Let's avoid nuclear war and let's talk. What do you say?
In fact, former President Carter actually said, I think a month or two ago, that the media has been very unfair, my words, to President Trump.
That's correct.
So
he did.
He's done some right things. He was a terrible president, I think. But now I think he can look at things in a different way from a distance. By the way, his dealing with North Korea was terrible. I think he's absolutely correct in giving President Trump a pat on the back for this.
A lot of folks dealing with North Korea was ineffective, that's for sure. So I want to shift to this. I just went through this story and broke it down for the listeners. It's from Bloomberg. It's a headline this morning. Mueller weighs putting off Trump obstruction decision. And I want to read you just the first couple of sentences here. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether President Trump obstructed justice is said to be close to completion, but he may set it aside while he finishes other parts of his probe, such as possible collusion. I'm like, now wait a second. Apparently now this whole investigation, Professor, is about whether or not the president obstructed justice. Collusion, which is what we were told for a year or more,
that's right,
is now number two on the list. And the reason that Mueller, this is from Bloomberg, the reason they claim Mueller is going to wait, it's about strategy, not about telling the truth or getting the truth out there. It's about strategy because he doesn't want to give up his cards too early to Trump on obstruction, because if there's nothing there, then Trump will say you should shut the whole thing down. And if there is something there, they're going to scream foul and say, that's not what the investigation is, and it's bogus. So it's about strategy, nothing else.
That obstruction deal is used to trap just about everybody that they want to trap. And it's just been used all over the place for a whole bunch of things. And I think that's really what they did to Martha Stewart, too, is that they didn't get her on an insider trading thing. They got her that she lied to the FBI. And that's
right.
Why I think that probably President Trump is very ill-advised to meet with Mr. Mueller.
Well, right. And the other thing is the government, conspiracy is always one they throw out there. When they've got nothing else, well, there was a conspiracy.
Right. Conspiracy
to do what?
Or obstruction, that's right.
Yeah, to
and
do
that can
well,
be
because
thrown out everywhere you want to.
Well, you talked to somebody and you suggested the idea of doing something illegal, but we didn't do something illegal. But you talked about it, therefore there was a conspiracy.
Right. It is just, in fact, now some people have actually said that President Trump giving money, and I think it was long before he even ran for office, to
UAE.
Stormy Jones, that could be a campaign violation.
Well, he didn't give money to her. His attorney did and claims that he didn't know. And who knows about it? You know what Stormy Daniels says?
Who cares?
She says that it's great for business. She's on a 27-city tour, by the way. You can get your picture taken with her. I don't know if she has clothes on or not. For $25, you too, Professor, can have your picture hanging on the wall
with
Stormy Daniels.
I'm ready for Stormy.
Good Lord, yeah.
Stormy would like me.
but she just admitted how, I mean, I've got a story here somewhere in my stack about how it's been great for business. Well, yeah. I think now we know the motive.
And he owned casinos and everything else at that time, or, you know, he was in every business imaginable, but they're trying to make a big to-do about it. It is just ridiculous.
Yeah, so here it is.
A matter, just to end, I have my eye on universities a lot. You know, universities do not like freedom of speech anymore. Many of them do not. And a lot of professors, I'm finding out, do not like freedom of speech anymore either. That's another story.
Well, unless it supports them.
They ought to give it a tenure, because the whole idea of tenure initially was to protect a professor's right to talk in a classroom. That's the whole idea of tenure. And so if professors do not like that, and a lot of them do not, then we ought to get rid of tenure.
Well, I agree with that. I don't think you should be protected on infinitum forever because you passed your 2 or 3 year, you know, threshold or whatever it was, right? I mean, why would that make any sense at all? And the First Amendment is under attack every day in this country.
It
make no mistake.
Is.
50 years from now, I don't know that you'll have a Second Amendment. I don't know that the First Amendment will be much to look at in that time. And further beyond that, the Fourth Amendment in many circles is getting tattered because, well, police and the government, they want access to your iPhone and everything else. So the Constitution put in place, well, it was different then. You know, that's 200 years ago. Yeah. And those well-educated, classically educated individuals put together a document because they could see the future pretty well.
Yesterday,
and they knew what was coming.
I watched Strange What a Life I Lead. I watched Book TV, and they had a lot of panel discussions. And one panel discussion was four individuals just beating up. They had written books, and they were beating up on President Trump and beating up on the Constitution and beating up on what we are thinking about this it's called an Article 5 convention.
And they
didn't like that, you know. So it's really...
I want to talk to you about that next time you're here, by the way, an Article 5 convention. Some people are all for it. Some people say you can't do it because once you open up the Constitution, it's all free game. Some people say that's simply not true. It's a great conversation going on around the country.
But
I'm out of time, Professor. I'm going to have you back to discuss that and explore that more thoroughly. And you've got to go get your tickets for Stormy Daniels.
I have to go meet Stormy and also... watch Oklahoma play basketball.
Yep, yeah, if they Oklahoma.